Good morning. Hi. Long time no see. How you been? 9 a.m. Friday, May the 1st, 2026. Blue sky morning. High plains. East of the Rocky Mountains. Great Colorado. Yada, yada, yada. Oh, shit. Don't put it in the pocket with the screen active. There we go. All right. Yeah, it's been a while. Shit. So I got sighted by the city. My landscape did not meet city standards. And yeah, my landscape did not meet city standards. It still doesn't, but I've done what I can with my limited strength and stamina, knowledge. There's probably more I can do. I just can't think of it. The big issue was a bunch of weeds in one corner of the yard that was not even visible from my house. It was on the outside of the fence, on the park side of the house. I sound Canadian here. And yeah, I got out of hand. It had gotten out of hand. I did not recognize them as tumbleweeds, but apparently they are the tumbleweed prototype plants before they turn into spherical tumbling weeds. And also thistles. Oh my God. So many thistles. Oh my God. And not just like, the little thistles propped up in the lawn. It was knee-high thistles. Bull moose thistles. They were awful. But they are now gone. The area has been cleaned up. I've done what I could. Nice old Chevy truck. And I have the tree pruning people coming next week, and the irrigation people coming the day after, because my irrigation system is hosed or unhosed. If it had hoses, it would be working, but it doesn't have. I don't know if it's electrical or mechanical. So I've called in the experts to diagnose and refurbish what they can. Really ought to bite the bullet, dig up the old system and put down a new one. However, but yeah, I have a couple of Mugo pines that are encroaching on the sidewalk, and that's a violation of city code. I knew it was, and I've been looking at it going, I probably cut them back. I should probably cut them back. And then I would look at them and say, there's no way. Some of those trunks are like 6 inches. I can't. My little electric chainsaw will not cope with that. So I went back to the tree company that I've worked with before and said, can I get you guys to come out? I'll pay you. And of course, really all they care about is I can't afford to pay them, and I will. So they're coming. Unfortunately, the city is coming back to do an inspection the day before the contractors. I wonder if I should call them and ask for a delay of the inspection until I can get the contractors there. Probably should. At least call and let them know. So that's what I've been doing for the last, I don't know, 10 days, is wrestling with weeds, dragging bags of landscape litter, working with my kid to get it brought up to code, or what I believe is code, as far as I can. And it's like, I can only do so much. I am 73 years old. It's not like I'm 40 or even 60. It's like, no. I can walk 2 miles. I can lift 50 pounds. But much as it pains me to admit it, I cannot do. I lack the strength and stamina to do yard work all day. So we cut it up into pieces. We did a little bit every day. And we got it put together, and we got the people coming in, and we've got it lined up as best we can. And then it took a couple days to recuperate. And let's see if I can get May jump started here by starting off on, well, either right or left. I'm not sure which foot it is, but doing the walk. I got bread baking coming when I get home. I got some writing to do today. I want to get back into the wizard's next thing, whatever that is. It keeps shifting. It's a flickering flame of what I think it might be. And I'm not going to commit one way or another to what it is going to be until I figure out for certain, probably by finishing the first draft, before I'm going to commit to what it might actually be. So we'll leave it at that. But bread, speaking of bread, I have been exploring potato yeast. Now that's, Jesus, I never noticed there's a fire hydrant there before. How many years have I been doing this, and I've walked right by that fire hydrant and never noticed it? How peculiar. Anyway, potato yeast. Turns out, if you boil a potato and take about a half a cup of potato and the water that it was boiled in and stick it in a jar with some cheesecloth on it and let it sit for a couple days, it will turn into sourdough starter. It will capture wild yeast and make a starter from them. And so I've been wrestling with my potato starter for probably a week now. And I've tried a couple loaves. The first loaf was a no. Very wet. Not at all what I'm used to. I made a second. It tasted all right. It didn't have the sourdough wrong flavor. For those of you who haven't been playing along at home, after my radiation killed the taste buds, the much beloved sourdough bread no longer tasted like yummy sourdough bread. It tasted like ugh. Just wrong. Just not even. Just if it had tasted like cardboard, it would have been preferable marginally. But just wrong. So after fighting with it for months, I finally gave up and went to yeast bread. And I've been enjoying my yeast. Right now, I'm baking with two different kinds of Saffa Instant, the red label and gold label, both delicious. And I found out about this potato thing, and I thought, well, potato bread is good. It's not sourdough, technically, in theory. And sourdough has a lot to recommend it from a dietetic standpoint. Dietetic? Yeah, I think that's the right word I want. It has a lower glycemic index, which for somebody like me whose A1C had gotten a little out of hand, got a lot out of hand in the last few weeks, few months. Dropping the glycemic index, in addition to reducing my consumption of high glycemic products, yeah, has spurred me to start looking at sourdough again because of the way the wild yeast cultures chew up the sugars in the bread dough, making it easier to digest and less sugar to for me to absorb. Coming up on it. Get ready. Say it with me. One post. So, potato. A boiled potato, save the water, put it in a jar. I still have the wet jars from when I was doing my research into regular sourdough. So, I loaded up a wet jar and let it sit for a few days. Sure enough, it picked up some yeast. Started foaming. I made the first loaf. It didn't come out. It tasted okay, but the texture was really bad. It was more like bread pudding than bread. And it had a really funny crumb. And so I thought, well, okay, that maybe it wasn't quite ready yet. So I let it go for a little while and I made it. I tried it again. And it definitely smelled of yeast. I mean, it had a definite whiff to it. It was very much like perhaps a cheese. Well, that's a kitted out BMW. Looks like it's set up for road rally. So it had a whiff, it had a funk. Everybody's going to get funk, and it's going to be me. And it was fungi. George Clinton layers of funk. So I made a funky loaf. And it didn't come out funky, it came out better. Just not right yet. The problem is the loaves are too dense. It's not getting either, it's not getting the gluten, or it's not getting the yeast, or it's not getting something that it needs to give me a nice loaf of bread. So I fed it a little bit of sugar the other day, gave it like half a teaspoon of white sugar and stirred it in, gave it a little aeration. And then give it a little more time. And the starter itself has three or four layers. I'll call it three layers because there's the layer of potato in the bottom of the jar, mashed potatoes. There's a couple inches of water, watery, foggy, watery potato water. And then on top, there's a layer of foam. And the foam becomes a little crusty over time. So there's this layer of floating material. Made up of little bits of the mashed potato that have accumulated enough bubbles to float to the top, and expired foam. And then right in there, there's a layer of pristine white foam, really uniform bubble level white foam. And so yesterday, I did some testing, some for science work, and I put some of each of those different layers in its own little dish, added a little bit of water just so it had some fluid. But the water, the crusty bit on top, and then the foam itself. And I gave them each about half a teaspoon of sugar. And kicked them. And then waited and watched to see. The foam took off. The foam, like within 5 minutes, was foamier. There was more foam. It was growing crazy. The other two were generating bubbles, but not to the same level. And the thing that had me looking at it very closely was that the starter had lost its funk. It was no longer cheese-like. It had turned into... EJ said it smelled like beer, and it does. It has a certain warm, beery yeast aroma, quite delightful. It's a great nose. So taking that change state from funky to sweet and beery, highly yeasty, I'm going to try another loaf today. I've been reading up on it, and a lot of the potato bread recipes don't use bread flour. They use all-purpose flour, which might account for some of the unpleasant density. They also put an egg in it. I don't know if I want to put an egg in it. If I put an egg in it, I have to refrigerate it, which is just going to slow the rise down even more. And we're already looking at 10 to 12 hours. And maybe that's not 12 to 18. I think I put both of the loaves through an 18-hour bulk ferment. Now, take that back. An 18-hour pan ferment, secondary fermentation. Most of the recipes call for the bulk fermentation, the first rise of the dough, to be the longest, and then split into loaves, and then given an hour or two in the pan, which... it's an interesting change. I don't know what the change would be. The trick would be to separate the mass without getting it all pushed down. But something I need to try, at any rate. So I also need to make yeast bread. I'm down to my regular loaf. I'm about out of einkorn flour. The 50-50 einkorn worked really well when I used the whole wheat flour, the einkorn flour, to make the sponge. And then amended it with the salt and bread flour to bring it up to the proper 1 kilogram mass. That works really well. That works really well. Something about the way the whole wheat absorbs water differently. It made the whole thing come together much more uniformly. It was very much nicer. So I'm going to try that again, even though I'm almost out of einkorn. I think I might have enough for a couple hundred grams of the whole wheat einkorn. I'll augment it with King Arthur whole wheat. Won't be the same, but it'll be summit. So a double batch of bread today. Yeast in one bowl and potato in the other. The battle of the breads. We'll see how it comes out. My rye has started putting out ears. Little green ears of rye on some of the stalks. It's quite nice. I'm inordinately pleased. Anyway, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all. I'll talk to you then.